570,
an LA sports icon.
Fred Rogan is here tonight.
Decades on your television covering Los Angeles sports.
Fred Rogan, huge in Los Angeles.
The Dean.
I'm the Dean.
Fred Rogan.
Weekdays before Petros and Money.
A USC All-American.
USC's Rodney Peterson.
An NFL quarterback.
Absolutely perfectly delivered by Rodney
Peterson.
Available on the iHeartRadio app or on AM570LASports.com.
This is Rogan and Rodney.
We continue on. Fred Rogan and Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. You have the free iHeartRadio app. Have downloaded the app? Well, if you do, you can download the podcast the minute we get off the air. Kevin will put it up. If you got the app, stream the show wherever you go live, all over the world. Just get the free iHeartRadio app.
Yes.
Do it.
Just do it.
Stop fooling around.
Come on.
Come on. Call Pacific Coast Termite for a free home inspection before termites start doing their damage. Certain restrictions apply. Mention AM 570, and you'll get 10% off termite treatments at a 2-year guarantee on their work. That's pretty cool. Call 800 Pacific. That's 800 Pacific. And now with a daily haiku, we welcome on Vic the Brick. And Vic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Fred. I know you could throw it down 20 minutes on cauliflower. Fred Rogan.
Hello, Vic. No, kale, Vic. I could do kale and little potatoes.
No cauliflower.
Not so much. And certain kinds of petunias.
That's a flower.
Yeah, but not cauliflower.
Oh, no.
Flour.
Cauliflower, very underrated vegetable.
You think?
It's so big, which I dig. It's like a big thing. Hard to
underrated.
Handle.
Good for you.
Underrated, hard to handle, but once you handle it, a great culinary
great for
joy
you,
awaits
Vic.
You.
Great for you, too.
Excellent source of protein, low fat, no calories.
What does cauliflower taste like?
Never had cauliflower.
I shy away.
There's very bland. It's bland.
Why do you want to eat something bland?
Well, it's very good for you, Fred. Great
season
fiber.
Season it up. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Also, you it's about the special sauce.
What sauce?
Well, you've never had cauliflower in your salads or anything like that?
No, I always order without it.
My beloved bride, Yuko Sakamoto, will just dip some mayonnaise
into a
cauliflower.
Dip it in ranch sauce?
A little mayonnaise. Maybe some mayonnaise.
Yeah, but Vic, that doesn't sound very
healthy. Japanese mayo?
Vic, that doesn't sound very healthy. Here, I've got this cauliflower, and it's really healthy. Good. What are you going to do? Dip it in mayonnaise.
Yeah. It's the American way, Fred.
Well, it's kind of better choices, Fred. Instead of eating a bowl of chips in mayonnaise, you use cauliflower and dip that. Just like it's very popular now is pizza with cauliflower crust.
Really?
Instead of the dough. Yes.
That's a good call.
Taking the meat out of it. Yes. Cauliflower pizza. Actually, if you do it right, you get some places that the cauliflower pizza crust is actually pretty good.
What about the wrong places you go to?
You don't want to do it. Okay. People experiment. You don't want to, you don't want to mess with that.
No.
He knows his cauliflower. He knows his pizza.
I do.
He knows his exotic blitzes.
Talk to me.
Put your hands together with Rodney Pete.
ATB!
Yeah.
Yeah.
His knowledge is vast. His compassion is all-encompassing. Again, put your hands together. Show the love. It's Kevin Figgis.
Come on now, King Flavor.
First of all, I ain't no bitch.
Wild thing. He makes my heart sing. He's Ronnie Fazio.
Signore Melanzani.
I am of the eggplant.
Venice.
Yep, you're an eggplant. You're a Mr. Teabag. You're all of that, Vic.
Thank you, Fred. Okay, the wound is still fresh.
Yeah.
Joe Maddon.
Yeah.
I think, we're all looking to the future. I think we're all everyone's, pounding that drum of a new voice. You know what? Perry Minasian, I understand, the GM of the Angels, did not hire Joe Maddon. He got lucky to have Joe Maddon at the helm. I'm not giving this up so easily. Like, okay, I'm driving home. I let my children off at an event. You know, I'm driving back. I'm driving the Big A. I'm gonna call, Artie Moreno and tell him, I recommend that Joe Maddon should not be manager. That doesn't sit with me, okay? Yeah, I know you've lost 12 straight. Now it's 13. But I know you've lost 12 straight. Joe Maddon's one of the great managers in baseball.
Talk to him, Vic.
And with me, I got lucky. I got Joe Maddon.
Damn right.
To run the club. You know, a lot of people have already moved on, from Joe. I dig Maddon. Remember what Joe Maddon has done. Not just for the Chicago Cubs winning their first championship in 300 years, but how about, bench coach with Soch, 8 years, 9 years, on the bench during the 2002 World Championship for the Angels. Joe Maddon was on the bench. I don't want to get caught up in, the prism of, back in the day, but Joe, in the moment, is still one of the great managers in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
They asked him, do you want to manage again? He said, yeah.
Of course he does. He's sensational at it.
You know what his reason was?
What?
I'm good at it.
Yes, he is.
Damn right.
He's very good at it. And I am not just going to sit here.
Talk to him, Vic. Come on, Vic. Sit here. Come on with it, Vic.
Okay. I didn't talk to any of the players. This is a complete random decision on my part.
Yeah, Vic.
Perry, 7 deep breaths, then make a decision.
Yeah.
I believe it was a reckless decision.
Right on, I do too.
And everyone can just go along with this flow. I know everyone wants to look towards the future, and we all do. They want a different voice, yada, yada, yada. Hey, the voice of Maddon was fine. The pitching staff, went into the pits again. That's what happened. You couldn't hold the lead. This is like, the last 8 years where the Angels have not made the playoffs. Why? Their pitching is in the abyss. Joe can't pitch. Maddon can't pitch, okay?
Can't hit for him either, Vic.
He can't.
And he didn't get injured.
Right.
No.
Right.
I mean, they were bad. Again, Rodney, you nailed it. Rondon can't stay healthy. He's an integral part of that lineup. And he's been out for seems like 3 years.
Yes.
Seems like he was still out for the Washington Nationals.
Exactly. Has he played for the Angels at all?
Yeah, I still see him hitting against the Dodgers.
I do too.
In the NLCS.
Yes.
That's what I see when I see Rondon. That's what I see.
Yes.
So he hasn't really even, played a full season with the Angels. Trouty obviously was just finding his way last night. Had a home run. Hit a double. Then his groin went nuts. I mean, this is not Maddon's fault. And to just make a random snap decision, to me, 7 deep breaths, Perry.
Well, it's a little late.
I know. I would say in decision making, 7 deep breaths.
At least.
That's all I'm saying. But it really cut flesh. That decision cut flesh with me.
With you, Vic.
Get a tourniquet, Vic.
And I like Phil Nevin. We all love Phil Nevin. El Dorado High School, Cal State Fullerton, paid his dues. Everyone digs him. He's a great, great dude, great baseball guy. Everyone digs Nevin, but Nev is a good dude, man. But Joe Maddon is your leader. So good luck to the Angels the rest of the year. Listen, I wish them luck and I wish them success. But I want my feelings, out there and blatantly know I'm a Joe Maddon fanatic.
Vic, I just thought of something I forgot to bring up to you. Can I bring it up?
Of course.
So next year, when Chapman plays Whittier, because Jack's going to play another year, is another year of eligibility. The coach of Whittier, Mark Jensen, was the person that put together our European tour with the Skyac All-Stars. And he told me his dream is that when Chapman plays Whittier, you and I go to that game together and talk to him.
Whittier. That'll be wild.
Go to that game and talk to him?
Yeah, talk to the coach. or heckle.
And he's also a great European soldier and facilitator.
Yes. So, Vic, I want you to really work on getting your strength, getting your health. And next year, you and I are going to go to Whittier together.
I love it, Fred. Great thought. I am, sir. I'm trending upwards. Thank you for all the love and all the prayers.
I'm talking about
all
the
listeners.
That's what I'm talking
about. I feel you guys every moment. Thank you so much. Just want to throw that out there. Thank you, everybody. I feel it. I feel your vibes. I feel your strength. I feel your karma. Thank you.
Vic, I was just thinking. You know, when we're on with you, you're at home in the Zen Dome. Are you just walking around in your underwear?
Oh.
I have shorts.
Oh,
I have some board shorts.
Yeah.
You know, for the summer, of course.
Why? Sure. Fred?
I'm just wondering. Yeah, you know,
Fred,
we haven't seen Vic because he's been working remotely. I'm just wondering, what do you, you know, you're walking around at home. What do you wear on a daily basis, Vic? It's not like you have to put on a suit.
Yeah, work on your board shorts. You know, some tropical board shorts.
Okay. Right, just wondering.
Board shorts, Fred.
Tropical.
Tropical, yeah. Tropicalia. Something light, something airy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you guys watched some of the Dodger game last night? We got Pollocked, and then we got Kopecked on the south side of Chicago. What's up with that?
Got to be
Pollocked.
And when did Kopech become an all-star? I guess he's hot. He's a hot pitcher. But he was tough to hit last night. Kopech was on fire. And you just knew A.J. Pollock was going to do something, didn't you? You just had that feeling in the pit of your stomach that Pollock was going to, you know, rack up David Price. And, you know, David Price was so ineffective last night.
I don't know if you had the feeling he was going to do it on the very first pitch.
Oh, I had trepidation when Pollock came to the plate because Mitch White was pitching so well. He just got out of the inning. He pitched five solid. You get to the six. You say, okay, we're in this game. Let the bats come alive. Let's get Kopech out of the game. Let's get Kopech out of the game. And suddenly, you know, Pollock came up and stroked that double to right, and that was it. Basically, that was the game.
Yeah, it was.
But I feel good. Tony Gonsolin, man, the Catman is the hottest pitcher in baseball. 1.59 ERA. That's freaking microscopic, y'all. Gonsolin. So I feel good about today.
Catman going. What's Catman 7-0 or 6-0 right now?
He's 6-0.
6-0. About to be 7.
Yeah, Tyler Anderson 7-0.
That's right. Tyler.
Where would we be without that crazy duo?
Yeah. Well, Anderson goes tomorrow.
I love it. Are you guys like me when you go back and you listen?
You didn't say anything yet, Fred.
Did I say that out loud?
You did,
yes.
Fred.
I'm sorry. No. Go ahead, Vic.
Reel it in, Fred. Reel it in.
A little bit.
Seven deep, like Perry Manassian.
Yeah.
Yes. Seven deep, Fred.
When you want some classic folk rock, where do you go? Ronnie, hit me. Sales and Crofts.
Yeah, why did this pop into your mind?
When we lost half of the duo yesterday.
Oh.
We lost Seals, passed at 80.
Do you not watch the news, Fred?
Jimmy Seals.
Our news? No, but I can't tell you.
Yeah, Colleen said it right next to you.
Right.
No, you know, but I can't tell you.
Feel the chorus with me, Fred.
Every single.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Come on, Vic, come on.
Blowing through
come on, Vic,
the jasmine in my mind.
Yeah, hit the falsetto.
Hit the high note now.
I know the election.
Summer breeze.
Yes.
Makes me feel fine, everybody.
Yes, it does.
Blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
There it is.
It's a high note, Rodney.
Yeah, baby.
We had to capture that, Rodney.
Like the Manhattans. Or was it the emotions? Who sang those high notes?
Oh yeah, hit it again, Vic.
We're going to the court. We're going to the. Seals and Crofts, man. You know, they call this schlock, folk schlock. I call it folk freaking the best.
What you call it, Vic?
They some call it folk schlock. Or schlock folk. Not I.
Hey,
not
didn't,
I.
Didn't Seals and Crofts sing King of Nothing?
No.
They didn't?
Hit me with the chorus, Fred. Rolling through the jasmine to my mind. That's for you, Fred.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, Vic, that's for everybody. That's not just for me now.
You know, on a sidebar, did you know they played 1974 California Jam at the Ontario Speedway?
Yeah.
They played that incredible concert. Along with the Eagles, the IE was rocking. Thank you, Ronnie.
Seals and Crofts did sing King of Nothing.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Vic?
I'll tell you. It all leads back.
Oh, yeah.
All leads back.
Yeah.
To the haiku.
Okay.
Again for you, Fred. Mas Mahatma, Mas Gandhi.
The best, Vic. This is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Haiku for you on this Wednesday, June the 8th.
Yes.
Spiritual relationship is far more precious than physical. Physical relationship divorced from spiritual is body without soul. I'm feeling you, Gandhi.
Oh my goodness.
Gandhi's the best.
Oh my goodness, Fred.
He brings
did you
it.
Feel
doesn't?
That?
Yeah, I did. I think Gandhi's the best we've ever had, Vic. With all due respect to Basho and Shiki and Confucius and the guy from Texas A&M and the guy from New Jersey.
Right?
Yeah, this Gandhi's the man.
There's no better than Gandhi.
Gandhi lived it.
I mean, just
he lived
transcended
it.
Generations.
Hell yeah.
His wisdom is just totally off the hook, Fred.
Very solid, Vic. Very solid. Big Gandhi fans.
It's lit. Fire! Stories lighting up the sports headlines.
Much more, everybody, Jacob and Ronnie. Accident. Injury,
call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob. Got another big name going to the LIV Golf Tournament there, Fred. You see Bryson DeChambeau?
Yep.
He's now joined the list. Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Martin Keimer, Sergio Garcia, Louis Oosthuizen. A lot of big names on the PGA Tour. Some have pulled out completely, you know. But like Dustin Johnson says, I'm just withdrawing from the PGA. And others are doing both. And so far for the U.S. Open, at the very least, the USGA says they're going to allow these golfers who are participating in the LIV Golf Series to participate in the upcoming U.S. Open. We'll see how that affects the other majors. One person who was not keen on joining the LIV Tournament or the LIV Series is Rory McIlroy. And he actually spoke about it a little bit earlier today and says these guys are kind of just chasing the cash.
You know, I think for me, I was speaking to a few people yesterday, and one of the comments was any decision that you make in your life that's purely for money usually doesn't end up going the right way. Obviously, money is a deciding factor in a lot of things in this world, but if it's purely for money, it's not, never seems to, you know, it never seems to go the way you want it to.
These guys just chasing cash there, Fred, and are they making the wrong decision?
Well, here's the thing. Let's start with this, Kevin. So the PGA said, if you play in that tournament, if you play in that tour, you're out.
That was their initial statement,
yes. Yeah, exactly.
Their initial statement, yes.
Keyword being initial statement.
Well, and you know why they felt that way, right? You understand why the PGA said that. Because those tournaments, I mean, the first one's in London, the rest of them are here.
Yep, Portland, Miami.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and the PGA doesn't want a competing tour here. I mean, they'd have a problem if you go play overseas at a tournament. None. But they don't want a competing tour here because, let's put it like this. Who are you going to go see? Golf doesn't do great ratings on TV anyway, except for a few events. So the gate is important. And if you're a fan, who are you going to go see? The best players, the most known players, or the PGA guys who were still there? That's why the PGA said, nuh-uh, we're not putting up with that. You're out, which was a terrible mistake. Because these guys now that are going to play in the lift tournament are the names. It was a bad call by the PGA.
Well, and then that's why they had to backtrack. That's why they backtrack with the U.S. Open, at least backtrack. Said, oh, yeah, no, you guys can play. You can play anywhere. Yeah, we don't mind. But they were disingenuous because they initially were saying and jumped on the outcry that, you know, the human rights element of Saudi Arabia and all those things and politicized it. And how can Mickelson and these guys, Dustin Johnson, be a part of this when all this other stuff associated with Saudi Arabia was going on? That's what they tried to piggyback on when people were out, you know, on the outcry, when in essence it was, like you mentioned, some of these tournaments were in the U.S. and they were going to take money out of their pocket. It had nothing to do with human rights or anything like that. They were talking about it was going to take money away from the PGA Tour. And so from that standpoint, yes, they were disingenuous talking about, oh, we care about this and we care about the human rights element and all those type of things, which they may, but it wasn't on the forefront of their agenda when it came to these guys playing. It was this tournament. If they had the big enough stars, they weren't going to get the ratings that this tournament would get. Let's be real from the beginning.
And what gets me nuts is why are they twisting it on why they're jumping to this tour that's backed by billions of dollars in oil money by saying, you know, we want a new direction for golf and yada, yada, yada. No. It's all about the Benjamins. You're getting paid insane money. That's why you're going on this tour. It's not about what golf is going to get a whole new dimension. It's going to grow the game. No, it's
not. Don't tell me that. Yeah, it's money.
It's all about the cash in your pocket.
Yes.
What's wrong with
that? That's what this is about. It's not about anything else.
Don't say it's about something else is what Vic is saying. Don't cry about other things. Oh, it's competitive golf. It's going to make golf better. All that. It's about the balance.
Yeah, it's another opportunity or challenge, I think was what Dustin said yesterday.
Right.
That's ridiculous. It's a ludicrous. You know, be straight up. It's all about it's about the cash. It's about the insane money that Saudi Arabia is throwing you guys. And look at Mickelson's new beard. I mean, the guy is totally changed. He's been ostracized for 6 months. He's coming back as a biker, you know, on drugs. I mean, this guy is. I mean, look at Mickelson. I've never seen him like this. You know, he's not wearing those kooky lids anymore. He's got a, you know, crazy beard, like he's something out of a, you know, some real estate show on Sunset Boulevard or something.
All right, that's what's lighting up the headlines.
Kevin's been great.
Seals and Crofts, man.
Then this Friday, try body armor at the Petros & Money Summer Tour in San Pedro. Today's athletes deserve more than just a sports drink. With potassium-packed electrolytes, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes, Body Armor Sports Drink provides hard-working hydration. When we come back, David Vassay will join us from Chicago.
Trey Turner with a shot to left. It's deep, it's on its way, and it is long gone.
The LA Dodgers are on the road in Chicago to take on the White Sox. Don't miss a moment of the action on AM 570 LA Sports and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
It's free. What do you have to lose?
This is what it's about.
The home of the Dodgers.
Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck, kicks off at 4 p.m.
AM 570
LA Sports.
Hey, it's your girl Nina Chantel. You're listening to my homies Fred Rogan and Rodney Peet on AM 570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers.
Yeah, let's go. Let's keep it moving on a hump day. Rodney Peet, Fred Rogan on a short sprint today, but let's get it in.
Got to do it. Dodgers in Chicago. That's why we're doing a short show. And let's bring on David Bassay. And Dave, good afternoon.
No problem, Fred. Great to be with you again. Especially Rodney.
All right, Dave, that's not necessary right off the
yes,
top.
Yes, it is, Dave. You know how we go.
It's not necessary. I know you are barbecue brothers, right. But come
we
on.
We are. Fred, does that make you feel a certain way?
Well, that was a rip in my emotional fabric, Rodney.
We really grew closer while you were in Europe, Fred.
Yeah, we did.
Did you?
Yes, we did.
Bonding. Yeah, you missed out on a lot of team bonding.
Oh, that's you know what? Dave, I want to be included.
Well, you can't be a jet setter like yourself across the globe, Fred.
Gallivanting, Fred. Gallivanting with monkeys.
You know what, Dave? You're right. I'd rather do that. Okay, so anyway, Dave, let's start with this. Last night, David Price comes in the game, and he's warming up, and I'm thinking, I don't think this is going to go very well. I mean, that was just my opinion sitting there watching it, and it didn't go very well. Is this just a function of they don't have enough arms in the bullpen?
No, they had enough arms, Fred. They used them after the game was in the White Sox balance 4-0. I just thought it was interesting, number one, that Phil Bickford started that inning, and he was able to get the first two outs, which was fine. But then you took him out because a left-handed hitter that was hitting 200 was coming to the plate in favor of David Price. So you're taking Bickford out and bringing in David Price with Tony La Russa having A.J. Pollock on the bench. And I don't care what A.J. Pollock's batting average is this year. He's a really good hitter, and he really does well against lefties, and we saw what he could do. Then you use Yency Almonte later in the game when the game is a little bit out of reach with the way Kopech shut down the Dodgers and how good the White Sox bullpen is. I would have used Almonte instead of Bickford, quite honestly. Almonte showed a lot. The Dodgers like him a lot, and maybe he's starting to earn that trust to be able to be put in those positions.
Dave, do you think they are? I mean, to your point, I was thinking, you know, the same things. Is it, why are they doing this here? Why are they doing that there? Do you think that this at this point they are still in that let's find out who our guys are going to be in certain moments and down the stretch? I mean, David Price came in, and I said the same thing as Fred did. I was like, oh, it may be open season. Open season going on, because it definitely looked like basketballs he was throwing up there, but... Are they still in that let's find out who our guy is going to be to get us through one inning or get the lefties out or, you know, complete the sixth and seventh inning? I mean, are they still in that phase right now?
I feel like every game you're in that stage to see every time you come out there, you want to see a guy prove himself when they're not established like a Daniel Hudson or a Blake Treinen. But David Price, I think it's a little unfair that people just assume he gives up runs every time he comes in. That's not the case. He's actually done a pretty good job, but that's a tough spot for him to come in with two runners on. He's a starting pitcher. It's hard for him to come into the game with runners on base, and I just didn't like the matchup of left-handed David Price against A.J. Pollock, and Price missed his pitch. The cutter went right into his barrel, and you saw what happened, but Phil Bickford was just called up because Craig Kimbrel went on the paternity list. Phil Bickford wouldn't have even been in that game yesterday if Craig Kimbrel did not have a baby on its way. So that's the point of all that.
Dave, you're with them every game. You're in the clubhouse. And obviously they've hit a little bit of a speed bump now. Can you sense anything different from these guys?
No, and maybe that's part of the problem too, Fred. There are a lot of veterans that have a lot of confidence in themselves. They expect to be in the postseason. I think it would be a good thing for them to be a little uncomfortable. I think that would be a great benefit to this team to feel a little uncomfortable instead of just knowing that they're going to be there in October, which they will be. But I think as a group and individually, certain players need to feel a little uncomfortable and maybe be pushed a little bit with some competition for some playing time and for some at-bats.
Yeah, I mean, I think we, at this point, too, maybe overreact a little bit, Dave, do you think? Because we expect them to be so good at this point. Look, they're still, you know, top team in baseball, especially in the National League. Are we overreacting at this point because we see a few skids? We see them lose the last two games to the Mets. We see them get swept by the Pirates at this point in the season. Are we as fans looking at this going, they should be better than this?
Well, they're really good, even with all these blemishes. And yeah, if you look at other teams, they have bigger issues than the Dodgers do. So let's just start there. I think we're all spoiled with how good and talented this team has been over the course of the last 7-8 years. But the facts are, L.A. cares about winning the World Series. They don't care about regular season championships. And they're going to need more than just Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Trey Turner to contribute and hit if they want to get to the World Series. They're going to need Walker Buehler to pitch like Walker Buehler has in the past if they want to get and win the World Series. So these are things that are not overreactions. It's just reality. The Dodger bullpen is going to look different once they get to the postseason. They're anticipating Dustin May coming back to contribute in some form or fashion. They're holding out some sort of hope for Blake Treinen. But the bullpen is going to be fine. They're going to, like they have in years past, piece it together if they need to be able to close games out. They're not going anywhere with Walker Buehler pitching the way he is. That's just a fact.
Dave, Max Muncy, still trying to come back from the injury. A report that he might not be completely healed until 2023. It is easy to bench jockey this. But is anybody saying, you know, maybe he should have had surgery?
No, they're still saying he shouldn't have. And that, I mean, there's people that know a lot more and have seen the MRI of his elbow than we have, Fred. So that's just speculation. But speaking of Max Muncy, his elbow didn't seem to hurt him last night when he hit a walk-off two-run home run for Oklahoma City. So that's an encouraging sign. And he's going to rejoin the Dodgers, probably in San Francisco, because Dave Roberts said he was going to come back on this road trip. There's only a day or two left here in Chicago, so it looks like San Francisco would be where Muncy would rejoin the Dodgers.
Yeah, take your bench jockey and shove it, Fred. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of San Francisco, San Francisco, Dave, Clayton Kershaw, we're going to see him on Sunday?
Yeah, he joined us on the pregame show yesterday and let us know that he is going to pitch on Sunday in San Francisco. He's going to throw a bullpen session. It's raining right now in Chicago, so probably tomorrow, although I wouldn't put it past him to throw a bullpen session in the rain. But I could see him throwing a bullpen session tomorrow and then being ready for Sunday if his back feels good.
All right. Well, Dave, we appreciate the info as always. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Tommy's Moment of the Day.
It's a snap to find that one-of-a-kind place. Tommy's. Oh, yeah.
That's right. Today's Tommy's Moment of the Day features Yankee sluggers Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge, who both hit home runs in last night's 10-4 win over the Twins. It marked the 23rd time that the two have gone deep in the same game. In those contests, the Yankees are 22-1. Hey, stop into your local original Tommy's today and grab one of their world-famous burgers topped with their special recipe all-beef chili. Visit originaltommies.com to find a location near you.
Make sure you go to the website, am570lasports.com/Tommy's, and register for the Tommy's truck. 100 burgers, and they're so good. Fries, drinks, and 10 seats to a suite at a baseball game. am570lasports.com/Tommy's. First stop of the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour, 2 days away. It's Friday. Live broadcast, pool party, barbecue at the Elks Lodge in San Pedro. Features live music, prize giveaways, including Dodger tickets and more. Details on our Instagram at AM570LA Sports, presented by Chevrolet. Find new roads. Ronnie, Kevin, thank you. We're off tomorrow. Dodgers have an early game. Rodney, we're back Friday.
Right on.
Brothers close to heart. What was a friend, now a ghost in the dark. Hard part about it, brother got smoked by a fiend. Trying to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream. A hard lesson, court cases keep him guessing. Bargain ain't an option now, so I'm stressing. Cost me more to be free than a life in the bin. Making money off of cuss words, writing again. Learn how to think ahead, so I fight with my pen. Late night, down sunset, like in the sin. What's the worst they can do to a player? Got me lost in hell to live and die in LA on bail. My people say,
die in LA, the place to be.
To live and die in LA.